Wildfires can be frightening and result in overflowing emotions. Fear, anxiety, and even depression can arise during and after these natural disasters. But specialists say there are still resources to help cope with the trauma that environmental emergencies can cause. NWPB's Johanna Bejarano reports.
The threat of fire, loss of belongings, or dealing with smoke during wildfires can make people feel stressed, says Savannah Devlin, an environmental and occupational health science researcher at the University of Washington.
Nobody is really untouched at this point. It seems like everybody knows, either has lost their own home or knows someone that has lost their home.
Maria Sanchez felt that stress months ago during the Tunnel 5 fire near Portland. She says even though none of the houses burned down close to her house, it was very hard. Suddenly she says there is nowhere to go. Thomas Doherty is a licensed psychologist in Portland, Oregon. He specializes in the relationship between the environment and mental health. Doherty says, regardless of the wildfire's cause, many factors will affect people physically and mentally.
It's still going to affect your health by breathing in smoke and particulate matter from the effects of heat. Obviously, if you're in harm's way in terms of the actual fire itself or whether it's threatening your home.
Doherty says stress and trauma, loss and grief, and all the things that come with disasters compromise mental well-being and add more pressure to people's existing stressors.
If I already have a lot of existing stressors or a lack of support, a lack of resources, certainly even just purely on a physical or mental health level, then the disaster weighs heavily on the existing problems.
And Devlin says the stress doesn't end when the wildfire season ends.
It's almost a post-traumatic stress response that people are having to this, where there's high anxiety, thinking about not only the worry about fire, but knowing that, you know, the rest of their summer is going to be filled with smoke.
Sanchez agrees. She says she thinks people who live this closely do get affected in that way. They have the fear. Sanchez says she felt overwhelmed days after the fire was contained.
No había llorado.
She hadn't cried. She felt a big sadness and like she wanted to cry. Depression-like symptoms, she says. Doherty says it's a normal response to suppress our emotions during an emergency.
We can't afford to break down because we have to be strong for ourselves or for our family. And then I think after the fact, those emotions might catch up to us, or we might be able to stop and take a breath and then really realize what we've been holding.
He says it's also important to recognize red flags to help ourselves.
Understanding when we're really having severe difficulty functioning, you know, we're not sleeping, we're not eating, we're relying too much heavily on substances, we're being angry, we're being irritable, we're isolating, and we're not connecting with our friends or our loved ones.
Doherty says people can use many ways to cope with stress.
I can do healthy things to take care of myself. And our body is like nature. So we feed ourselves and eat healthy food and get rest and exercise and social support, and we stay hydrated. We keep our own personal landscape healthy.
I'm Johanna Bejarano reporting.